SBS Radio.
Hello everyone, my name is Oren Thaler. I came here from Israel 2.5 years ago. I'm a teacher in Emmanuel School, and also I'm doing my master's course in Sydney University in the Department of Peace and Conflict Studies, which is, let's say, famous or notorious for also being hub or a focal point of the BDS movement in Sydney University and Australia. I'm doing my master's course there. It's very interesting and also sometimes confronting to learn in that environment and with some of the professors that are leading the campaign.
Does it have any impact on your studies?
First of all, it has an impact because I have an interest in that. So instead of kind of trying to avoid it, I'm actually very interested. One of the main fronts of the Arab-Israeli conflict, whether we like it or not, it's something that should be investigated and should be learned and should be studied. And I'm, in a way, fortunate to, in a funny way, I'm fortunate to be in this place because I get an authentic view and an inside information almost, an inside view of this movement.
Well, I'd like to ask you, Oren, what do you think motivates these people? Because there are so many countries around the world with absolutely atrocious human rights records. And Israel is, we all know, it's the only democracy in the Middle East. So why do they pick on Israel and not on other countries? Because if you really care about human rights, that's fine. I really appreciate your concern. Living in a democratic country, you want to do something for people that don't enjoy your freedom. But why do you go to a country, one country, that is a democratic country and ignore all these other countries that you know human rights there doesn't even exist? The word doesn't exist.
It's a good question. Why are people in the Western world mainly, in many different parts of the Western world, drawn to that kind of call, to that kind of campaign? There may be various reasons. Some people would say that anti-Semitism or hidden anti-Semitism is there. I would say it probably is, but there are other reasons as well. Your argument was a very strong argument against the BDS, and they hear it all the time, and it's the argument that says, why do they have double standards? They obviously have not only double standards, the situation of the Palestinians, as bad as it is, it doesn't come even close to situation of other minorities in many other countries. So you can call it double standards. Some people even call it hypocrisy. From what I understand from the narrative of the BDS movement, what they would say is, look, the BDS is a tactic. It's a tactic that can work in some cases, and in some cases it doesn't. You cannot tactically or viably, pragmatically boycott China or Iran or places like that.
You say that you pick on a country because it's vulnerable.
Because it's
vulnerable and it's easy to pick on.
So that's one of the arguments.
Now, I want to know if one of the tactics is to bring upon peace, an agreement between Israelis and Palestinians, and to see a peaceful solution. Do they ever talk about peaceful solution? Do they ever talk about security concern of Israelis and their right to have a country? Does it come into the equation at all?
First of all, the word peace does not appear in any of the kind of calling of the BDS. The focus of the BDS, or their goals, their declared goals, are three. One is to end the occupation of the Palestinian territories, what they call the occupation. Secondly, complete equal rights for Arab Israelis. And third, full implementation of the right of return of all the Palestinian refugees. Now, if you see the word peace doesn't come here, the focus is more about justice. The new movement, or the new international peace movement, what we will say the Western left, is very doesn't consider peace as a single thing anymore. They say peace and justice, and sometimes justice is more important than peace, and the focus, in especially in that in the BDS movement, is on justice as they perceive it. And that's why
But it's a selective justice, it seems. We are talking to Oren Thaller, an historian and a teacher, and you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. So when you're talking about justice, is it justice only for one group? Why not justice to all the groups?
Yeah,
if you are from Western countries, why do you pick on one group and why do you pick on a vulnerable country? Why don't you promote peace? I mean, I don't understand the double standard there.
First of all, the focus is on the Palestinian. It's a, as they say, it's not a Western movement, it's a Palestinian-led movement. Not here to promote peace, we're here to answer the calling of the suffering and oppressed Palestinians. The focus is on the Palestinians.
But Oren, it's interesting who is supporting in the West the BDS movement. Countries like Ireland.
The treaties between kind of countries and the Palestinians are interesting to see. The Ireland, specifically the support for Ireland, is also probably because they have some identifying with the Palestinians by Ireland or the Irish people being oppressed by the colonialist British for centuries, in the same way as they perceive it as the Palestinians being oppressed. So I would say that is the relation with that. But there's many other interesting treaties why one country supports and why not another.
But they don't even recognize the human rights of the Israelis to live in peace, in secure borders. That doesn't come into the equation at all. So we're talking to Oren Thaller, an historian and a teacher. And Oren, you're going to teach at the Melton School of Adult Jewish Learning. You're going to teach a very interesting course about the Israeli-Arab conflict.
It's a very interesting course for me, and I'm sure for many of the students. It's a course called Beyond Borders, and it's the history of the Middle East conflict, the Arab-Israeli conflict, from its roots, let's say at the end of the 19th century, to its current situation. What's very interesting specifically about this conflict is that it's been through a lot of different phases, and every decade or so the conflict changes very dramatically, and things that have been right, let's say 50 years ago or even 25 years ago, are almost completely obsolete, and the actors are different, the sides change, the issues change, and the styles of conflict change very much between then and now.
I understand the classes are every Wednesday in October till December. So if you Google Melton, Sydney, I'm sure you'll find more details about the course. Thank you so much, Oren Thaller, and good luck.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.